Did you go any further with these verses, or just where I ended up is?
Yes, that's good.
Can I have the sixth canto from off the shelf? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Where? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Okay, you're going to have to just hear it. Ato vai kavayo nityam.
Ato vai kavayo nityam.
Bhaktim paramaya muda.
Bhaktim paramaya muda.
Vasudeve Bhagavati.
Vasudeve Bhagavati.
Urvanti atma prasadanim.
Urvanti atma prasadanim.
Ato vai kavayo nityam.
Ato vai kavayo nityam.
Bhaktim paramaya muda.
Bhaktim paramaya muda.
Vasudeve Bhagavati.
Vasudeve Bhagavati.
Kurvanti atma prasadanim.
Kurvanti atma prasadanim.
Ato vai kavayo nityam.
Ato vai kavayo nityam.
Bhaktim paramaya muda.
Bhaktim paramaya muda.
Vasudeve Bhagavati.
Vasudeve Bhagavati.
Urvanti atma prasadani.
Urvanti atma prasadani.
Ataha.
Ataha.
Therefore.
Therefore.
Vai.
Vai.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Kavayaha.
Kavayaha.
All transcendentalists.
All transcendentalists.
Nityam.
Nityam.
From time immemorial.
From time immemorial.
Bhaktim.
Bhaktim.
Service unto the Lord.
Service unto the Lord.
Paramaya,
paramaya,
supreme,
supreme.
Muddha,
muddha,
with great delight.
Great delight.
Vasudeve,
Vasudeve.
Sri Krishna,
Sri Krishna.
Bhagavati,
Bhagavati,
the personality of Godhead.
The personality of Godhead.
Kurvanti,
Kurvanti.
Do render. Atma,
atma.
Self.
Self.
Prasadanim.
Prasadanim.
That which enlivens.
That which enlivens.
Translation. Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight. Because such devotional service is enlivening to the self. And the purport by Srila Prabhupada. The speciality of devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is specifically mentioned herein. Lord Sri Krishna is the Svayam Rupa personality of Godhead. And all other forms of Godhead, beginning from Baladev, Sankarshan, Vasudev, Aniruddha, Pradumna, and Narayan, and extending to the Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Leela avatars, Yuga avatars, and many other thousands of manifestations of the personality of Godhead, are Sri Krishna's personal plenary portions and integrated parts. The living entities are separated parts and parcels of the personality of Godhead. Therefore, Lord Sri Krishna is the original form of Godhead. And he is the last word in the transcendence. Thus, he is more attractive to the higher transcendentalists who participate in the eternal pastimes of the Lord. In the forms of the personality of Godhead, other than Sri Krishna and Baladev, there is no facility for intimate personal contact as in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord at Prajabhumi. The transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna are not newly accepted, as argued by some less intelligent persons. His pastimes are eternal and are manifested in due course once in the day of Brahmaji, as the sun rises on the eastern horizon at the end of every 24 hours. Ato vai kavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvantiatma prasadanim. Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self. Timarandasya Gananjana Sadakaya Chakshurana Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapitantikam. Well, I'm sure you can remember everything that we discussed from before. These very, very wonderful verses in the second chapter that outline the progressive stages of bhakti, from the preliminary stages of hearing and chanting and associating and bhajana kriya and artha nivritti and nishta and to transcendental goodness, this verse begins with ato or ataha. So that's a signal. This is a summary verse. Therefore. And vai, certainly. It's like da 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 da. This is it's an announcement that everything that's been spoken about is now going to be put in a very concise form, summary form. The others were nice details and embellishments of this main point. And the main point resonates with the same verse, because the same language is there, Vasudeva Bhagavati. That verse introduced this delineation of the process of bhakti, and now again a summary verse. Drishta evat manishvare. From just the immediate previous verse, seeing the self as master. And that being an indication of being completely off of the material platform, being completely on the spiritual platform, seeing the self, meaning seeing this S, self with a capital S, as the master, and seeing the individual self with a small s, not in terms of matter. So, completely on the spiritual platform. Drishta, eva, atman, ishwari, seeing the self as master, seeing Krishna as master, and seeing oneself on the platform of just serving Krishna. Vidyate Hridaya Grantis. The binding forces of the knots within the heart of material identification, Chidyante Sarva Sankshaya, smashed to pieces, cut beyond any remaining position of doubt or uncertainty or hesitation. Very previous verse is a strong one. Chiyante chasya karmani, the chain of fruit of actions is terminated. Like we discussed last night, fruit of actions are there because one is seeing through false ego. And false ego has this resistance about serving. False ego says, I should be served, after all. Consider who I am, and then the inventory list of who one thinks one is, and so I should be served. And when that false ego is gone, by seeing oneself as the servant, and the Lord, Supreme Lord, is the master, all doubts are gone, all reactionary, all this business of hoping somehow to squeeze in some independent enjoyment apart from Krishna through the medium of fruitive work, even a little bit of subtle honor and glorification and recognition, something. When all of that's gone, that's the platform of pure devotional service. Atovai. Therefore, certainly, kavayo nityam, learned transcendentalists, nityam, since time immemorial. It's not a new program. It's just as material existence is not a new program, the platform of perfection is not a new program. It's not something newly invented, somebody figured it out and wrote something about it. It's Pramaya Muda, the platform of service unto the Supreme with great delight. Vasudeva Bhagavati, rendering devotional service unto, who is that self? Vasudeva. What is his position? Bhagavati, the personality of Godhead. Krishna, the original personality of Godhead. Kurvanti, Atma, Prasadanim, the self is completely enlivened. Suprasidati, same connotation, completely enlivened. Completely enlivened because it's our natural position. It's the healthy position. And the other business is an unhealthy position, an unnatural position. A falsely assumed position. Examples are so practical. Try to put food in your arm or in your shoulder or in your leg. So the independent parts of the body can have nourishment. That's not the system. System is food goes to the stomach and the strength goes to all the parts of the body at the same time. That's the system. Krishna's system is a very benevolent system. Anything that derives benefit for the part is automatically arranged by giving to the whole, giving to the source, and then all the parts also benefit. Such a benevolent process. And it's not only nourishing, but it's prasadanim, it's very enlivening. Muda, with great delight. This isn't M-U-D-H-A, it's M-U-D-A, with great delight. The platform of ecstatic devotion. Is progressively attained. Therefore, since time immemorial, transcendentalists are engaged in this way. A little bit about the Vasudeva Bhagavati phrase. It follows the Savai Pungsang Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Rahokshaje Ahoituki Apratiyatali Yatma Suprasidati Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojata Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Gyanam Cha Yadahaitukam. This detachment from fruit of intention, detachment from acting through false ego, detachment from anticipating, enjoying through the modes of nature, this detachment automatically follows the platform of Vasudeva Bhagavati. And the illumination of knowledge gives not only great relief from the darkness of illusion, it brings great thrill out of my real position, my real home, my real father, my real eternal position of loving exchange. It's a thrill, great delight for the soul. That's very clearly the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. The question that was asked, those two verses, Savai Pungsang Puro Dharmo and Vasudevi Bhagavati, they answer the first question of the sages. The first question is, was the essence of all scriptural knowledge, because the sage of Kali Mandaksu Mandamatayo Mandabhagya Vipadrita, people aren't going to go through the trouble of studying all the Vedas, they're lazy, and even if they took some trouble, their intelligence is not sufficient, their mind is always disturbed. I'm just busy and speculating and quarreling, and they're not going to get it. So, what's the essence, in short? So the essence is this Vasudeva Bhagavati. And here it is again in the same chapter, about 12 or 13 verses later, Vasudeva Bhagavati. When you study Srimad Bhagavatam, again and again, or hear Srimad Bhagavatam again and again, the poetry of the Bhagavatam starts to become very attractive. The literature not only presents very, very deep and profound spiritual understandings, but it's presented in such a sweet manner, such an artistically attractive manner, and such an effective manner. These phrases, like this one, Vasudeva Bhagavati, just to hear them from different angles of vision, it just swells a whole sense of knowledge and emotion and spiritual strength just within those sound vibrations. besides it's Krishna's name, Vasudevi, Bhagavati, it's presented in the context in which it's presented, it's carrying, you can say, glories of devotional service. Bhakti yoga prayojata janayate asho vairagyam jnanam chayadahai tukam supraseedati. The glories of devotional service are carried in these verses. From this one, all misgivings are cut to pieces, all complication, that this long struggle for happiness is over, getting out of the bondage of fruitive activities, it's over, meeting one's eternal master who enlivens the self, gives the complete satisfaction. One engages in that position eternally. Glories of devotional service are being described. And then, in different places in the Bhagavatam, very choicely, very selectively placed, the phrase Vasudeva Bhagavati appears again. Looking for the sixth canto because it appears in the sixth canto once again in a summary placement. This whole story of King Chitraketu, which is a follow-up of the Vritrasura story, has at its culmination after he's achieved his spiritual perfection and he becomes then cursed by Parvati, then Lord Shiva glorifies King Chitraketu by the quality of devotion that he has. Specifically, he has no material interest. He has no interest in heaven. He has no fear of hell. He has no interest in liberation. He doesn't want anything. His mind is completely fixed. He's completely undisturbed in the face of anything. Apparently wonderful and apparently sorrowful. His mind is completely fixed on the position of devotional service. So then, this verse, a verse beginning with Vasudeva Bhagavati, once again, the glories of devotional service, particularly in its mature stage. But the glory of devotional service is you situate yourself in it and it carries you to the perfectional stage, especially if one has the right conceptions about devotional service. And who is the person, who is the master that the self is serving? And how Krishna is completely not in contact with anything material. This is also a fundamental understanding found in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is the creator of the system of Varnashram, but he doesn't have any duties. He's not involved in the system. The duties of Varnashram are there because one has material identification. In the position of the six Goswamis was that they were beyond the system of Varnashram Dharma, just like Krishna. They had no duties. They did things. But there was duties are there for those who have desires that need to be regulated by codes that lift them towards the Supreme. One who's completely absorbed in the Supreme, there's nothing they have to do. There's nothing Krishna has to do. There's no duty for him. Krishna's position is simply enjoying wonderful pastimes. So that leads it to some indication from this purport. Prabhupada's taking the opportunity to distinguish the distinguished Krishna, the Svayam Rupa, Svayam Bhagavan, physician of Krishna. That is, that all of the expansions of the Supreme Lord in the spiritual realm, all of the expansions of the Supreme Lord into this material realm, Krishna is the original source from whom all those expansions come, which is going to be delineated in the next chapter, chapter 3. This very important understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam. Little 2 minutes on this understanding that our acharyas give. There's a term, Mahavakya. Vakya comes from vacha, or speak. Vakya is an utterance or a statement. And Mahavakya is the principal utterance with it. So our acharyas have described, there's in many literatures, it's not a rule, but in many literatures, there's a principal statement upon which all other statements are to be, it's like they're to be understood, or it's the frame of reference for all other ones. That is, anything that follows that, generally it's in the beginning, or at least towards the beginning. And any statements that follow, if you have some confusion about what does this one mean, what does that one mean, you must refer back to the principal utterance, the Mahavakya. Because that will, everything downstream follows the upstream main statement. So that main statement, that verse, that's the Mahavakya of Srimad Bhagavatam, is Ete Changsa Kala Pungsam Krishna Stu Bhagavan Svayam. Describing Krishna as the cause of all causes, the cause of all expansions in the spiritual realm, in the material realm, of all varieties, in all categories. Krishna is that. He's the absolute truth. He's the cause of all causes. There's no one that has that position. There's one entity. That's Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. That's a Mahavakya. That's the Mahavakya of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that verse. 1:3:29, or whatever it is. So this is coming before that one. And in the purport, Prabhupada is resonating this verse with that verse, that Krishna is being singled out, Vasudeve Bhagavati, that compared to all of the other forms of the Lord, the most intimacy of love and exchange of love is found with Krishna. Therefore, when Rupa Goswami, pursuant to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which are supported by or based upon the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, he writes that there are four qualities that Krishna has, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna has, that Narayan and Vishnu and Lord Shiva and all of the living entities don't have. And one of those is mentioned here. There's a sweetness, madhurya, feature of an intimacy of his exchanges that the connoisseurs of spiritual ecstasy attribute that Krishna alone, or here he's saying Krishna and Balaram, there's no facility for intimate personal contact like is found in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord at Vrajabhumi. even Krishna outside of Vrindavan. The feature of Krishna outside of Vrindavan, as thrilling as it may be, it doesn't have that same intimacy of love as Krishna in Vrindavan. And this understanding is the basis of the whole of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which is but a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, while delineating the glories and the glories and the glories and the glories of great devotees of the Lord in all positions within the universe and beyond the universe. In the Vaikuntha region, there's no intimacy like that found in Vrindavan. And to make such statements doesn't it simultaneously is glorifying Krishna in Vrindavan, at the same time it's appreciating the special connection that's there in any case where there's connection with the Lord and the glory of those persons connected with the Lord in any situation. But the superlative position is with Krishna in Vrindavan. And that is a key message of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. It's one of the reasons that attracts transcendentalists to Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada concludes the purport here by saying, unlike some foolish speculators that say that these pastimes of Krishna are just there. Well, it's offensive to even think it, what to speak of, say it, but that this Srimad Bhagavatam is a recent literature, that Krishna never appeared, it's just a recent edition, not by the author of the original Vedas, and it's in the category of mythology, unlike the Vedas, which are Vedas, this is in the category of mythology. Krishna never came, Krishna never did these things, Krishna is not a real person. So, the Puranas, in fact, entirely are modern creations, not Vedic. That's what a number of modern scholars have to say about the Puranas. So, there's lengthy arguments to refute that. But here Prabhupada simply says that there are they're less intelligent persons who say like that. In fact, Krishna's pastimes are eternal, and they're manifested in due course once in the day of Brahma, just as the sun rises on the eastern horizon at the end of every 24 hours. So once in the day of Brahma, Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes are manifested like clockwork. And because the day of Brahma is very long, the small brain of scholars can't estimate that expanse of time, what to speak of the lifetime of Brahma or the duration of the universe. So with their speculative approach, their Dr. Frog philosophy, they take the pastimes of Krishna to be imagination. But on the authority of our great acharyas and the Bhagavatam itself and the other literatures that glorify Bhagavatam in its unique position, it's just describing the factual, all attractive pastimes of Krishna. So as you can see, this is foundational, fundamental chapter 1 before understanding, excuse me, canto 1 before understanding canto 10. Even in canto 1, there are several sections, chapters that are dedicated to describing Krishna and his relationship with the Pandavas, and Krishna as he leaves Hastinapur, and Krishna as he enters Dwaraka. Appreciation of Krishna's pastimes are coming even in the first canto. But the position of Krishna needs to be understood. Who our real master is needs to be clearly understood. And in his very expert way, Prabhupada is presenting this right here in the second chapter of the first canto. Hare Krishna. Our friend who asks the Trinity question every time the next verse discusses that, he might want to read the Srimad Bhagavatam. Any discussion?
You explained that the Krishna Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is nothing to do with the material creation. In his original form. Mm-hmm. How does that contrast with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Is he also
Krishna, we should understand Lord Chaitanya in this way. He is Krishna. There's expansions of Krishna and there's Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is in the category of Krishna, not in the category of an expansion of Krishna. In two ways you can understand that. In Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna is performing his pastimes, one part of Goloka Vrindavan is the place where Lord Chaitanya is eternally performing his pastimes. Bhaktisiddhanta specifically describes in Sri Brahma Samhita that those who are... There's no explanation, and there's not a capacity to understand even if there was, but he says that the followers of Lord Chaitanya, when their position of spiritual perfection is obtained and they return to the spiritual world, they will simultaneously be manifesting forms in service to Krishna and service to Lord Chaitanya in Goloka Vrindavan. No explanation. So the second way of understanding the identity of Lord Chaitanya as identical with Krishna is the verse by Srila Damodar. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladani Shakti Rasmat Ekat Manava Pipubi Pura Deha Beda Gatao Tao. The form of Krishna is eternally manifested in these two, Radha Krishna, although it's one entity. And that one entity is manifest as Lord Chaitanya. But when we see Radha Krishna, it's one entity, Krishna in his internal potency. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of his internal potency and the luster of his internal potency. His bhava and his luster, what's the word for luster? Suvalitam. In the bhava and in the luster of Radha, Krishna. That's who Lord Chaitanya is. So, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. In the bhava and the suvalitam, the mood and the luster of Radha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Lord Chaitanya is Nahi Anya, none other than Radha Krishna.
Yeah.